First, I want to begin by sharing with you the special chavivus that I have for this seder that Chevra has in Masechta Megillah. And the special chavivus that I have with Masechta Megillah was the first gemara that I learned with my father, Zecharo Livracha. And it was the first siyum that I made, my father and I, the Masechta, we learned together before my bar mitzvah, with the instructions of my father that I'm not to tell anybody that we learned the gemara together. I didn't make a siyum by the mitzvah, but we learned the gemara. That was the first of many gemaras that we learned over the years. And then for my father's birthday, after that, so I tried to put together the shtickle Torah that I'm going to share with you now. So this is from a long time ago, with a little bit of a change at the end. But something that we learned together, I was talking to my father, Zecharo Livracha, about. So wherever you're holding in the learning, you already learned the first Mishnah, that's for sure. So Megillah Nikras, Vidal of Yudbeis, and so on, like Pachas Eliyosa. And the question that struck me from the beginning when I was learning the Gemara back then, it's a long time ago, is Bechlal, why is it called Masechta Megillah? Why isn't it called Masechta Purim? It was a child's kasha. But it's not a bad kasha if you think about it. Masechta Megillah, why is it called Masechta Megillah? Masechta Purim. We have Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Masechta Yuma. And even if you would say, which would be the easiest answer, is that, well, it begins with the word Megillah, right? Megillah Nikras. So, you know, it's Vayakel, it's Pashas Vayakel. So it begins with the word Megillah, Megillah Nikras. So that's why it's called Masechta Megillah. And you could bring your eye because we have Masechta Beya. So Beya Nold of Yontiv, right? So it begins, since the first word of the Mishnah is Beitza. So you would say, so maybe Megillah is the first word of the Masechta. But the truth of the matter is that if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, and then Meiris Hakdama to Masechta Beitza, you'll see that really the Rishonim mostly did not call the Masechta Beitza, or Beya, we call it Beya. They didn't really call it that. What did they call the Masechta? Masechta Yontiv. They called it Masechta Yontiv. So the Kasha is still a good Kasha, because Beitza is about the halachas of Yontiv, primarily. It's about the halachas of Yontiv. So, why isn't it called Masechta Purim? Why is it called Masechta Megillah? That's the first thing. And to strengthen this question of the prominence of the word Megillah in the whole story, is the Rambam, when you look in the Rambam, in the halachas of Purim, he doesn't call them Hilchas Purim. He calls them Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. He puts them together. Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. And also the Torah Shulchan Aruch also the same thing. And it's odd because Sof Kol Sof, Hilchas Megillah, there's also Shulchan Manas, there's also Matan Sev Yoinim, there's a Mitzvah of Sudas Purim, and so on. And why doesn't the Rambam call it Hilchas Purim? Why is it called Hilchas Megillah? Ubefrat that in the Megillah itself, it says in Pasuk in Perek Tes, Al Kain Kar Yom Ha'elo Purim, that these days are called the days of Purim. And it should be called the halachas of Purim, not the halachas of the Hilchas Megillah. And in the Psicha of the Rambam there, to the halachas, he writes, when he tells us the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he writes, Sheyesh Bechlolon, that by Purim and Chanukah we have, Shtei Mitzvahs Asei Medivrei Sefer. Two mitzvahs asay midrabanan. He's referring to Kriyas Megillah and Ner Chanukah. That by these two Yom Tovim we have two mitzvahs asay midrabanan, and the two mitzvahs asay midrabanan are Kriyas Megillah and Ner Chanukah. So why does the Rambam tell us that we have two mitzvahs asay midrabanan sayfum when it comes to this Yom Tov Purim? It's not true. We also have Shalach Manas and we have Sudas Purim. And we have Tosev Yahim. There's more than, it's not just Megillah, it's not just Kriyas Megillah. And even if you want to say that Shalach Manas and Tosev Yahim is a din and what? In Sudas Purim. No, it's not, it's a halach in Sudas Purim. To be able to help a poor person to have a Sudas Purim, Shalach Manas, to be able to provide for a Sudas Purim. So even if you want to say, even if you want to say it's a halach in Sudas Purim, so then tell us that there's a mitzvah, the same mitzvah from Sudas Purim. The Ram doesn't say. He says, there's one mitzvah on Purim, Midrabanan, and it's Megillah. And there's more than that. The Magen Avraham in Tov Reish Tzadik Beis, the beginning, the Magen Avraham is talking about the bracha of Shechayana on the Megillah. And as we also do in all shuls, the Magen Avraham says that you should have in mind, when you make the Shechayana, Kriyas Megillah, you should have in mind also Shar Mitzvah Sayyayin, right? The other mitzvahs of the day, when you make the Shechayana on Megillah, you should have in mind, and that's always announced. Don't forget to have in mind the Shalach Manis and the Mitzvah Sayyayin, Sudas Purim, and the Matas of Yonam, and so on. So the question, of course, is, why would a Shechayana that I'm saying by Kriyas Megillah, why would that work for Shah Mitzvah Sayyam, where there's a big hefsek, especially according to the Sheet of the Mechaber and the Rambam, when you only make a Shechayana by Kriyas Megillah at night, which the Sfaradim do. You only make a Shechayana at night, you don't make a Shechayana by the day. So how could it work that the Shechayana that I'm making by the night of Purim, I'm supposed to have, that's supposed to be, have in mind, and that's going to be covering Shalach Manis and Sudas Purim and Matan Zivirim the next day, such a hefsek. And why don't we see that by other Yom Tovim? Why don't we say by the other Yom Tovim, by the Kiddush at night, when you make Kiddush at night, we should have an announcement. Every father should announce by Kiddush, whoever's making Kiddush should make the announcement when he's making Kiddush at night. Don't forget to have in mind that tomorrow we're going to have to kiss Shaifa. Tomorrow we're going to bench Lulav. Tomorrow we're going to sit in the Zukkah. Now have in mind, at night, so the Teretz is. The Chayra, the Tam is, as you see in the Paskin, there's a big Hafsuk. I'm standing there at night. I'm standing there at the night of Sukkot, and I'm saying, have in mind tomorrow morning, the Shechayana Shehabi, it should cover you for tomorrow morning when you bench Lulav. So it's a big hafsik. That's the simple pshat. So it should be the same thing by the Megillah. I'm making a Shechayana by the Megillah, either at night or the next day, also the next day. And with that Shechayana, I should have in mind the Shalach Manis and the Matanz of Yonim and the Sudas Purim. So it seems, and this is really the ha'orah that I wanted to make, and there's much more to talk about this in Pnimius as well, and maybe next time we'll talk about it more in Pnimius, but just in a simple way in halacha to understand that to define Bechlal, the whole chiddush, a way of understanding the Yontif of Purim, that it's clear that when we look in the Rishayim and Achrayim, we don't count the mitzvahs, we don't look at the mitzvahs of Purim, each one individually on its own commitment, like a mitzvah unto itself. But rather, the way that we look at Purim is that there's one mitzvah. That mitzvah is Megillah. And all the other mitzvahs of Megillah are l'kayim, in order to be m'kayim, the igeres of Purim. Now it says in the Megillah, in the ninth parak, that Tichtoiv Esther wrote and sent out, l'kayim as igeres of Purim ha'zois ha'sheni, to be m'kayim, the igeres of Purim. To be Mekayim the Igeres of Purim. So it seems that the Ikki side of Purim is the Megillah. But Megillah consists of two parts. It consists of Kriyasa v'Kiyuma. That is, this the mitzvah of laying the Megillah, of reading the Megillah. That's one part of this mitzvah that's called Megillah. And there's also Mekayim is Igeres of Purim, to be Mekayim the Igeres of Purim, the instructions of the Igeres of Purim, which perhaps this means that the Yisoid, the Ikka Yisoid HaChiv of the day is one Chiv. It's one Chiv. The Chiv is Timi Mekayim Esta Malka's Igeres of Purim, Lekayim is Igeres of Purim. To be Mekayim, to observe, to fulfill, and to follow the instructions of this Igeres of Purim. As the Psukim tell us, what are the instructions that are included in this Igeres HaPurim, the letter, or the Yontif HaPurim, what's included? So it's included Kriyas HaMegillah, Shalach Manis, Matan Tzivyonim, the Zasuda, all of that is part of the Hayra'a Klalis that's called L'Kayim Igeres HaPurim, Hazais, that's the mitzvah of Purim. And then we understand when it says Hayom Ma'elo Niskarim V'Nasim, that these days are Niskarim. Niskarim could talk about, it was referring to what we read, what we learn. Niskarim V'Nasim, that it's one Kiyum. The Kiyum is a Megillah, and this and the mitzvah of being Mekayim L'Kayim as Higeres HaPurim. The Kiyum consists of the two of Niskarim, which means to talk about, to learn, to tell the story. nizkarim. And then v'nasim means that the actual pu'ulois, those particular specific actions that were called upon by Esther Malka and Mordechai, which had the stempel then of the Chacham Hedar to be mekayim this mitzvah that's called the Igar Sapur. It's one kiyum. According to this, we can understand what the Rambam and why is it that the Rambam in his psicha in Mishnah Torah to the Halachis, why is it that the Rambam says that there's one mitzvah, and this one mitzvah is Megillah Medivrei Seifim. He says it's Megillah. He says it's Megillah. It's one mitzvah Medivrei Seifim. Is Megillah, because truthfully there is one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Megillah, but the Megillah itself is a mechayev. The Megillah itself is mechayev two things, kriya and kiyum. Kaim is the kaim is osa shainis. And also we understand why is it that he calls all of the halachas of Purim by one name. He calls the halachas of Purim Hilchas Megillah. The kavan of the Rambam perhaps could be that when he calls it Hilchas Megillah, he means the halachas of Kiyum HaMegillah. Kiyum HaMegillah includes Kriyas HaMegillah and Shar Mitzvah Siyam, the other mitzvahs of the day. As far as the Shechiyonu is concerned, as far as the Baruch of Shechiyonu, that to have in mind when you make the Shechiyonu at the time that you lay the Megillah on all mitzvahs Siyam, and according to Rambam and the Mechaber again, that Baruch of the Shechiyonu is said only at night, and you should have in mind. And that with this Shechiyonu that you say it by the laying of the Megillah, you should have in mind Mitzvah Sayyim. So we had a question. How come it's not a Hefsek? Why isn't it a Hefsek between the time that you make a Shechiyonu and then you actually sit down to a Suda? Or when you make a Shechiyonu and you actually are sending out Shalach Manas or Amaton Sivanim? What about the Hefsek? So the Teretz is, it's not considered a Hefsek. Because Kol Mitzvah Sayyim, all of the mitzvahs of the day of Purim, Be'emes is Chad Chiyuva. It's one Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv of Lekayim Esigeres HaPurim. To Mekayim the Megillah, to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Megillah, which includes Niskarim, Laining Megillah, Vinasim, and the Pulus of Purim. Mashen, when it comes to Shofar and Lulav and so on, by all the Yom Tovim, Shofar is a separate Chiyuv. There's a Chiyuv that's called Shofar. It's a Mitzvah of Shofar. There's a Mitzvah of Sukkah. There's a Mitzvah of Lulav. So I'm going to make a Shechiyonu by Kiddush because I'm going to bench Lulav in the morning. It's a Hefsek. But when I'm making a Shechiyonu at night on the Megillah, so I'm making a shechani on how can I make a shechani on kol mitzvah sayyam? The Teretz is because really it's one mitzvah of the day. The one mitzvah of the day is Megillah. Mekayim is igeres apurim to be mekayim the Megillah, and it's all one mitzvah. So then, what's added is that I was just going over this and looking over and thinking about it, and I saw in the Shulchan Aruch in Masechta Megillah an amazing thing. Now this will end. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following. He says, "Raksha habrochas shel Megillah." When you make the brochas on Megillah, he's not talking about Shechiyonu. He's talking about the brocha on Mitzvah Megillah, Mikra Megillah. "Raksha habrochas shel Megillah koy al kriyas haMegillah va'al kiyum ma shekosev haMegillah dahainu hasuda mishloach monus v'chulei." The Shulchan Aruch writes such a thing that when you make the brocha, the birchas haMitzvah on the Megillah, it also includes in it the Birchas HaMitzvah, because it's a huge question that we have. Everybody's talking about this. Why don't we make a bracha on Shalach Manas? Why don't we make a separate bracha on Matan Sevyano? How can we not make a bracha on the Suda's Purim? These are all mitzvahs. How come we're not making brachas? So the Shalach says, "Rak habrachas shel Megillah koya al kriyas haMegillah val kiyum mashakosav haMegillah. Kiyum mashakosav haMegillah hainu Hasuda Mishloach Manus Matan Sevyanim, that the bracha that we make by the Megillah is on reading the Megillah and the kiyum of what it says in the Megillah. I think this is the exact thing. Hainu Suda Mishloach Manus Matan Sevyanim Akein Tzar Hashomei Habrachas the Kavin Gam Alze. Not just by the Shechiyonu. He's saying the Shlosh Chiddush is that not only by the Birchas Hazman, by the Shechiyonu that you have to have in mind for Shar Mitzvah Siyayim. When he according to the Shlo, when you say the Bracha Hashik, you show him Mitzvah of Yisrael Al Mikra Megillah, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah Al Mikra Megillah, but Kol Mashakosuv Ba, and everything that's written in the Megillah. Al Mikra Megillah is not just the laying of the Megillah, but it's also the Shlo says what's written in the Megillah, which is the Kaimis as Yigeres HaPurim, to be mekayim the igeres of Purim, which includes in it the mitzvahs of Shalach Hamadis and so on. So that birchas hamitzvah, according to the Shloah, you have in mind to include all mitzvahs hayoyim, because all of the mitzvahs of the day of Purim are really just one kiyum of the igeres of Purim. So this would be a big chiddush. I never see such a thing. Imagine, that there should be such a hanhaga. But according to Shloah Kaddish, the gabbai should be calling out, or the rabbi should be calling out before Megillah reading, Chera, don't forget to have in mind, not just for the Shachiyanu, don't forget to have in mind by the bracha of Mikra Megillah, according to Shloah, you're supposed to have in mind by the bracha of Mikra Megillah, have in mind, Shalach Manas, Matan Sivyanim, and Suda Spurim, to have it in mind. Because the emes is, that it's a key mitzvah achas. It's one mitzvah that's called Megillah, which is mischalekis lekama chalokim, which has a number of parts. So have in mind with that bracha that you're saying, not just the Shechiyah, but on the actual Megillah itself. So that I wouldn't dare to do such a thing, Barabim. I mean, it's not. I haven't seen it being done, but it certainly couldn't hurt. The Shloah says such a thing. The Shloah saying lemaisa. So it couldn't hurt that maybe we could have a little bit of ischachus Purim to have in mind by the bracha. I could tell the balkari. I could tell him privately to tell the balkari to have in mind by all the mitzvahs hayom, not just by the shechiyon. We should be zoche b'ez Hashem that the igeres Purim, that everything the igeres Purim should be mekuyim, which is not just the mitzvahs that Hashem wants us to do, but the mitzvah that we are asking Him to do. And the mitzvah that we're asking Him to do is la'yehudim ha'yisar v'simcha v'sasim yikar, and we could add the tefillah. Can't you alone.
Amen. Amen.